The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
In the three-hour Republican debate, or did you choose instead to watch something else? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. In all seriousness, I did get a few emails from some people who said that they decided to do some binge-watching on Netflix instead. And these were die-hard Republicans, mind you. So right at the beginning of this show, you know, it's always about winning and losing in debates. If you ever were on a debate team, that's what the object was. What are we debating? I want to win. Here's my stance. Here's how I feel. But this isn't a setup debate where maybe someone takes one side and somebody else is assigned the other side. This, we hope, when we hear the debates of these politicians, we're getting a better sense of how they really feel about an issue, where they stand, what's the ideology that is deep in their soul or their heart, that even if they have to fight for it, they're at least putting up that fight. They're not backing down. To me, I want a president with a spine. I want a president who's not afraid to say screwed up. I want a president who definitely goes against the grain, because it seems that too many politicians are like weak willows that blow in either direction, and you can change your mind, absolutely. See, I think we all have the right to change our mind, but not like a seesaw where you're doing it when it's convenient. Did I really say that? No, I meant to say this, because this is more popular, so now I gotta say this. We've already been down that road. We've already seen it happen. We don't want this the next time around. Who really stood out for you? Did anybody stand out at all? I got to hand it to Carly Fiorina, because I do think she handled herself well on the stage. And when I say she handled herself well, with really taking some hits from Donald Trump. And I had to love the response of Donald Trump with the "she's got a beautiful face," meaning she was asked about the remarks he made about, is this the face you want as president, in a Rolling Stones interview he did. And then he said afterwards, after she made her comment, which was a real zinger, he said she's got a beautiful face. It's like, what? So there was some levity, too, as well. And there was a lot of conversation about marijuana, about illegal immigration, foreign policy, security. And because it was 3 hours, we did get a little more meat on the bone, I think, this time around. Bottom line is, more than anything, forget the win, loss, whatever. Did anything or anybody really stand out for you or not? Izzy, perfect time for her to pop in. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
You just think I'm going to go off on a chance, don't you?
I am just waiting.
I have a new PC term for you. Now pay attention.
I'm paying attention.
Okay. People in the Appalachia can no longer be referred to as hillbillies, rednecks, or inbreds. You now must refer to them as Appalachian Americans.
That's right, because they want their rights heard, too.
That's right, by God. Okay, the debate. No, nobody really stuck out in my mind. I thought Trump played it out well on the face comment. Of course, that all started with The View and those dimwits making a big fuss over his comments as if they had any brains. But anyway, I thought Bobby Jindal shocked me. Oh, my, he shocked me when he went after Trump. I was like, ooh, gee, Bobby, you're one of my faves. And I thought Lindsey Graham was kind of a dipwit, too. I don't like the man. He's just like nails on a blackboard.
You know what? I don't like Lindsey Graham either. I agree with you. I think he's a weenie. I mean, he is one of those blow in whatever direction. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't like Rubio. He's a flip-flopper, and I don't like Carly Fiorina. She flip-flops, too, and she plays the goody-two-shoe gal. She doesn't impress me at all. And I don't think she'd make a good president. I really don't.
Oh, no, I don't think she'd make a good president, no.
Who else was that there? Oh, Jeb Bush. What a putz. I do not want another Bush for any reason.
Yeah.
Just don't want another Bush.
Yep.
And other than the rest of them, I don't even know why Pataki's running. I was sort of bored. I also went to Netflix. I watched The Cowboy. I got fed up and watched The Cowboy.
Oh, you watched Longmire.
No, well, I guess I love Longmire, but I can't stand that chick that plays the deputy.
Oh, the blonde, yeah.
She's an insult to all good female officers.
Yeah.
But other than that, I love Longmire. I've watched all four seasons now.
Yeah, me too.
27 days to go, Kate.
I know. I love that.
No,
20, how many? How many days to go?
No, 27 days to go, and I'll be gone.
You are for real? Wow. You're 14th. Kidding.
No, October 14th.
And you're leaving for good?
I don't know about for good, but it'll be a while. Yes, ma'am, I am gone.
Are you going to Malta?
Yes. You didn't think I was?
No, I knew you would go at least for a trip. But
no,
I was.
No, I have a couple places all lined up. They're furnished. And they're down at Moscala.
Wow.
Old city where my friend lives.
Cool.
Yeah, and I've already shipped a whole lot of boxes.
Wow.
So, yep. I'll be on a flight on the 14th of October.
Oh.
You know, they have long distance down there.
I know. You have to call us. Oh, Izzy. I'm very happy in one sense and very sad in another, and I know everybody listening is.
Oh, we'll be okay, but you know, Kate, I said it before, I'm just so tired.
You did.
And I can't take any more of Obama. I can't take any more of the American media and this ISIS stuff. Either shut up or do something about it, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just, no. Mm-mm. And Malta is so beautiful.
It is beautiful. If you watch House Hunters International, you've seen that lots of Americans go there.
Yes, they do, and it's a friendly country.
Yeah.
And I've checked a lot of things out. They've got some pretty good medical facilities. I just had my big physical last week, and I have my medications all in order, so I'm good on that one.
Well, we're happy for you, but sad in another way. Make sure you call us many times before you leave and don't disconnect from us.
Oh, I won't. You know, there's still the Internet. I mean, it's not like they're in another era. They do have Internet.
Yeah, you're not going to Cuba where you're really stuck in the 50s.
That's right.
Oh, Izzy, the voice of reason. Thanks for the call. She really is such an interesting woman, as many of you know, because you've grown to love Izzy, because I get emails about Izzy. And she had some interesting careers along the way in her life, so she's been able to share some interesting things with us for over the years here on America Tonight. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Well, party and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We're just getting started dissecting what happened for really the big table. What happened at the big table for 3 hours on CNN, a little over 3 hours it felt like to me, and talking about Trump and talking about Carly Fiorina and talking about who goes up or down in the polls, who made a move, and was it the same old, same old. She's in a virtual green room right now, as it were. Lisa Durden, she's been on before, she's terrific. She is highly sought after. If you're on the East Coast especially, you've seen her all over the place in New York, etc. And she offers what we'll call an African-American pop culture political commentator point of view. I like it better to call her the keeping it real queen. Hey, Lisa.
Well, you make me sound better than what I am, so I'll take that for 500.
That was a great response, by the way. You got it. So, Donald Trump this time around, did he get put in his place enough, do you think, or did he still find a way to come out on top?
Well, you know, I it was a really weird, I kept kind of like going, a couple of things. Okay. I think he did some media training, which he needed.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you.
Because it's one thing to battle. It's another thing to go rogue, and you want people to look at you in a presidential way. So I think that Donald Trump had to bring down the chump and go back to Trump.
I like that.
So today, he was Donald Trump. He wasn't Donald Trump. So I think he played the middle. He wasn't totally devoid of his antics, but he was still trying to be somewhat likable. It's almost like what happened in the football game last weekend, right? With the Giants and the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Homie, you got a minute left. Just let the clock tick away. You got this, but you were stupid trying to get a touchdown.
Kind of right.
Thing.
Right.
So Donald Trump is not trying to get the touchdown today because he's already kind of out there in front for the minute. Now he wants to coast. So he you know, played nice a bit, you know, much, not even much more than he's done in the past. He just played nice. He never does. He played nice. He gave, you know, Ben Carson a little, a volley, and he set it up for him to be funny, and he gave Jeb Bush a high five at some point. So he shared the spotlight, which I thought was very interesting. So I thought, he's been doing media training. So that was kind of my thought, but I was kind of confused for a while, like, oh, when is he going to hit? Okay, by hour three or 2.5 hours, I realized, okay, he's got a different posture. It was kind of refreshing but somewhat disappointing because I do like the antics. I don't care as much because I'm a Democrat, but I do like the antics.
I love that. I like the antics. We're all rubberneckers when it comes down to it, Lisa.
Absolutely.
And
like
that's what,
train wreck.
Yep. Yep, we wanted to see it. We wanted to see the train wreck. So Carly Fiorina, I think she's going to, she killed. I think she killed. I think she was the best. I do. Because she was able to smash down a lot of things that were thrown her way. He really went after her about Hewlett-Packard. They had the setup question about her face. Maybe he made the jab about her face in the Rolling Stone article. And she said so many dead-on things where I think she got the most applause. I do.
Yeah, I think she was, I'm going to call her, you know how you have these Academy Awards?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have the Academy Awards for tonight's performance. She has the award for the most killer zingers. Just enough, but not too wordy, like I do. But it hit hard. So she threw those zingers in, especially about her little face issue, where it had like a double entendre kind of thing going on.
Right.
So she got Donald Trump without being mean or without being catty, because I would have said, I know my face ain't great, but neither is your comb over. Like, I go for the low brow. I hit below the belt. I get you right in the balls. I want you to be out of breath. So
right.
I just go there with people. But here's the thing, which I thought was smart, that Fiorina did. Unfortunately, we're both ladies, so we know this. We can't do that. Like, men do it. Like, you know, Trump has been seen ornery for God knows how long. Let us be the female version of Trump.
Right.
Even with the ones who've been doing it to us. When we bite back, and don't be a black woman, but women in general, oh, was she on her menstrual cycle? Or, oh, you know, she's a mom, and she's mean, and, you know, and it gets into this other kind of thing. So I think she knew her place in that she knew she couldn't do it because a woman, unfortunately, must remain likable to be presidential or to be considered to be presidential. We have to kind of toe the line. So she did it enough where she kind of like, you know, she barked and nipped, but she didn't just, you know, maul him. You know what I mean? Which I enjoyed.
You know, I totally agree. Yeah, I love your analogy. She wasn't like a pit bull, because pit bull does not work, because we know what that word is, but I can't say it. It's one of the seven deadly words. We'll get zapped. But you understand.
It rhymes with it.
Yes. So you are absolutely dead on, sister. She could not do that. So how about the moment when Jeb Bush was really pushed into saying he smoked marijuana? I thought that was the funniest thing of all. Oh, my mother's upset now. I thought that was great.
Wait a minute. I hope I have a long time, because I'm going to laugh for about another 60 seconds before I speak.
It's just great.
It was too entertaining. And the thing about it is, Jeb Bush, boo. You smoked reefer 40 years ago, and you've continued. Are you serious, boo? Do you think we think you not puff, puff, passing at this point? Are you crazy? So I thought it was a very good answer, and it was interesting how it was a nuanced thing, right? Because he was saying, you know, I smoked marijuana or pot, whatever you call it, you know, 40 years ago, much like most of you all have done. Nobody sat there and bobbed their head. It was almost like you could hear a pin drop. So it's like what you don't say says a lot almost. So.
Yeah, I agree. Now, you're there on the East Coast, and big boy Chris Christie, my former governor in New Jersey, I mean, all of a sudden, he's like Mr. Conservative. I thought for sure when they asked him, by the way, his code name, because he always slobbers all over Bruce Springsteen, he was going to say the boss, but he didn't. So how would you say he did in the debate?
Actually, he did much better than he did, than, you know, I thought he would have done. And, you know, people, I was seeing a lot of the commentary afterwards, and I'm reading some stuff online about what people are saying about him. And I actually wasn't shocked. He is extremely conservative. The only reason why people find it shocking is because there were some upheavals that happened that had to make him step out of that frame and into real life, like when we had Hurricane Sandy. He had to put his head up the president's butt to get that money without all the red tape. So he's very good at knowing when and when not to do it, but he didn't fool me. He's an extreme conservative, and I've always known that. I mean, I guess because I live in New Jersey. So, I mean, I'm thinking, hello, you should have called me. I mean, you didn't get the memo? So, I wasn't shocked. Although he wasn't as disgusting to me as he usually is.
he was a little softer, I'd say, in some ways. Absolutely. So overall, we have like a minute left. If you were just going to score it from a Democratic point of view, who won the debate?
Do I really care?
No, you're waiting for the next debate.
October 13th. I'm actually more of an independent. I'm not like, you know, dogmatic.
Right.
I'm going to say it was a bit of a tie. I'm going to say, and we'll see the polls coming out tomorrow, but I'm going to say Marco Rubio did his thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Donald Trump as usual. I'm going to say, in no particular order, I'm going to say Carly Fiorina did very well. And I'm going to say the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. I'm going to say they were kind of like a very close, you know, first, second, third, and fourth, not in any particular order. And the rest were kind of like what you expected. They were marginal. They were Melba Toast. A couple of little, wonderful moments here or there, but not consistently wonderful. But those four, to me, were consistently wonderful, but yet presidential and quite entertaining with a few shenanigans sprinkled over that. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, I love the way you said that. Your top four would be my top four, too, not in any particular order. Yeah, I totally agree. That's exactly what I had written down. And Rubio, I thought he did decent the last time around, but he just improved upon that. He knows how to kind of shuffle off the nonsense. Trump, the same old thing. Carly definitely rose to the occasion.
Yeah.
And Chris Christie was a lot better even this time around. So, good deal.
He did phenomenal. However, you know, we shall see. But I think they're all starting to pander because they know that the gaggle of them, the 15
it's going to shrink. It's going to shrink.
Well, now,
hey, we're out of time.
Their alliances. Okay, well, thank you so much.
We're out of time. Lisa, thank you. Awesome. We're going to be back with more here on America Tonight.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Okay, let's go.
Yo, yo, we're back talking about what happened during this three-hour debate for the Republicans second time around, this time on CNN. A much different feel than the Fox debate, I gotta say, and it was longer, and there was more debating going on. There was also some pretty wild zingers, a few squabbles, and we're getting different points of view. We just talked to Lisa Durden, an independent slash Democrat who has kind of the pop culture view of things, and she said her top four were Marco Rubio, Donald Trump, Carly Fiorina, and then you would put in Chris Christie, and I would say mine would be that same four, as I said to her. Who do you think won the debate? Was there a clear-cut winner this time around? I'll tell you what, Rand Paul, to me, just keeps getting smaller and smaller on the stage, although he got in a few good ones to, I think, to Trump. And he also got into the marijuana debate with Chris Christie. It was pretty interesting to hear some of what came out over the whole pot thing. Speaking of pot, we go to the left coast now. From Talk Radio News, Justin Duckham. Not to suggest he's smoking pot, but to say that, of course, there's lots of growing of pot going on, like in Humboldt County. Hey, how are you doing, Justin?
That's probably the best transitioning I've ever had. And, yeah, I was wondering if maybe like you had a gun in my living room when I was a teenager or something like that. So there we go.
But it's out of the air. You admitted it. I thought, and we just talked about this, the thing with Jeb Bush admitting to smoking pot was interesting because that he tried to get other people involved, like I'm sure others have smoked pot and nobody said anything. There wasn't one other person said, yeah, I smoked pot. So I thought that was kind of an interesting moment as Rand Paul dragged him into that.
Absolutely. And actually, have you seen pictures of Jeb Bush as a teenager?
I have.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. Like, you know, you can just look at him and know that he was absolutely a stoner. He has shaggy hair. He has a perpetually kind of goofy, stoned-looking grin. So that was probably the least surprising aspect of this night.
I think so, too. Who do you think you heard me say about the four top? But let's start with Carly Fiorina. Do you think, from just the perspective of if you're her campaign person, do you think she did better? She made some pretty, you know, she was pretty bold on some of her statements, and she got a lot of applause. And I think she's working with someone. She knew exactly what she wanted to say, and I think she said it.
Exactly. You know, let's say that this is about the expectation games, if that's what this is about, and that really is really what this is about, then she is absolutely the clear-cut winner. She put herself forward as a very strong candidate, somebody who could really stand her own on the main stage against a lot of people who have had much more political experience than she has and come away leaving a lot of people impressed. So I think it's safe to say that she is one of the clear winners of the evening in the press filing center. And in the debate hall, she had a great response. She was the prompter for quite a few major applause lines, and I don't think that there's any other candidate who went in, without really being a nationally known figure and emerging so positively.
So as a Californian and being there, what was that like for you?
It's a very interesting experience, to say the least. I'm from Northern California, but I used to come up to Southern California a lot, so it's just great to be back in my home, state. The Reagan Library is actually a very beautiful facility. This is my first time being here, probably not the last, considering they have a debate here about once a year or so. But it really is interesting, and I think it's very telling that the pot question got as much play as it did with the local crowd that we had over here. And I think it also, reflects sort of the direction of California and the fact that there are actually conservatives here. You know, there are about 400 miles between Los Angeles and San Francisco. That really looks more like Nebraska than anywhere else. And I think, those views are pretty well respected here tonight.
So was there how much, because you're there as part of the media, how much media were there covering that?
There were about 800 people who were here this evening representing the media. And when Donald Trump came through the doors into the spin room, all of them seemed to have, moved in on him at once. I was actually pressed up against him in a hallway when he was trying to move towards the exit. And ended up brushing up against him for, a good number of seconds, which was a lot closer than a lot of people got. But I was there to hear him complain about the length of the debate, which is something that a lot of people here are, kind of lamenting as well, that it went on too long. He says it should have been 2 hours. And when it comes to Donald Trump, he always gets a lot of credit for speaking to average Americans. And in this regard, I think he may have actually done just that.
Was that the plan? I didn't know that it was going to be 3 hours. Was that the plan for it to be 3 hours?
That was the plan. It was actually supposed to be about 2 hours and 45 minutes. The candidates were given a 4-minute and 30-second restroom break to use during one of the commercial breaks. And, I just would imagine with 11 people on stage, that probably had to be a pretty big line.
Yeah, except for Carly Fiorina. That's the advantage of being the only woman that was
probably much faster.
On the stage. All right, so Trump, how do you think Trump came out in this? What was the media buzz? You're there with 800 people. I'm sure everybody's talking about it. What was the buzz over Trump this time around?
I mean, I feel at this point people know what to expect from Trump. He gave the zingers that he was sort of expected to give. He went after, Rand Paul early on in the debate, essentially going after the way he looks, which was, pretty expected response coming from someone like him. So I think at this point, there's not really much that he could say that would actually surprise anybody. He said initially that he was going to tone it down. He didn't really appear to do that. He gave, the typical sort of Trump treatment that he's known for and, delivered in that regard.
So we talked about Carly Fiorina. We talked about Donald Trump. What about Ben Carson? Because in the polls, as you know, he's behind Trump. I mean, significantly behind him, but he's really clearly in second place. Do you think he loses a little wind after this and somebody else gains some ground?
You know, that's a very good question. I spoke to his campaign manager shortly after the debate spin room. He said that they were satisfied with the level of attention he got, even though, you know, frankly, I think we could both agree that for a second-place candidate, he probably didn't get nearly as much face time as anybody else in that position probably would have, most likely due to his, you know, relatively calm or even borderline zoned-out demeanor. But they are saying that they're going to continue to try to sell him to the American people, continue to try to put forward his story and move forward with that. But whether or not he's going to be able to maintain that spot remains to be seen. He certainly didn't have a performance that knocked it out of the park. And when it comes to the second-place position, we know how fluid that is. Back in 2012, we saw a situation where there was the second-place candidate that seemed to shift every week or so. We saw that initially going to Rick Perry, then we saw that going to Michelle Bachmann, and then all the way down the line until they got to Santorum, to the place where everyone got to essentially be sort of a queen for a day. So I think it's a pretty vulnerable spot. I am not sure if he's going to have a debate performance tonight that's going to secure that, but his campaign is certainly giving a pretty pretty confident chase for Robles.
Do you think anyone dumps out after this? Because we haven't seen anyone fall yet. Do you think we see, even from the kids' table before, does Lindsey Graham or Jindal or any of those guys dump out?
You know, that's a good question. Tonight we, of course, had the mini debate leading up to this where we had Graham, Santorum, and Pataki and Jindal all going after each other. Graham actually was somebody who really exceeded expectations for a lot of people. I'm somebody who works on Capitol Hill a lot of the time, so I know that Lindsey Graham can kind of be a snarky, funny guy. And tonight we really saw that coming through in spades. You know, so I think at this point Santorum was sort of the loser of that one. He had a lot of jokes made at his expense. And I spoke to him after the debate as well. And he seemed, pretty diffused with the entire campaign business. I talked to him and asked him what exactly happened after 2012, how he came from being, one of the top tier ones then to the bottom of the barrel now. He said that essentially everyone else has gotten a chance to be in government or has emerged as a ultra-rich candidate like Donald Trump, and he essentially just had to work for about 3 years after the race. So it was that kind of bummed-out attitude that I think may signal that Santorum could be dropping out, but I guess it would probably be a little bit too soon to say for certain.
So now I say this all the time. We're speaking with Justin Duckham. He was there for this debate. He was covering it. He's in California for Talk Radio News, and we're chatting with him. I think after this, I keep saying, it's so wild. It's like we're all rubbernecking, and more than the last time around and the time before that. And now it's like we can't wait for Iowa and New Hampshire. By the time we get to New Hampshire, do you think the pile will have thinned more for the Republicans?
I think it certainly has to. I think Iowa is going to be a big judge for that. Iowa traditionally goes for the more evangelical candidates. Considering the number of people on the stage who we have who are really going specifically for that crowd, I think a loss in Iowa could be a defining statement for a lot of these, individuals. In particular, I think Huckabee is probably going to drop out if he doesn't win Iowa. This is going to be his last stand for certain in that regard. Santorum, if he doesn't drop out before then, certainly going to leave. And, Ted Cruz is also going for the evangelical vote. He made his big announcement at Liberty University in the early days. So if he doesn't do well in Iowa, I think it's going to put his campaign into a fresh perspective as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Justin Duckham, I'm surprised you're still there because I figured you were probably, since you were on top of Trump and pretty cozy, that you would have gotten a ride back with Ivanka and the rest of the crew, but I guess they left you there and you got to go commercial, huh?
I know, it's a shame, isn't it? I thought I had the charm.
You thought you did. All right, we'll talk to you again. Thanks so much. We appreciate it, Justin.
Yeah. You have a good one.
You too. 800 people, so that's 800 people in the media that he's talking about. And this is what I think this campaign, or this season for president coming into 2016 is going to be like. You know, after covering, and as I have covered many, many political conventions, etc., last time up we were in New Hampshire, but I think now this is even bigger than any of us could have imagined. It's going to be like the Super Bowl where they have a ridiculous amount of people running around. because of the wide openness of it all, and who knows what happens with the Democrats. And as Lisa Durden said when she was on with us October 13th, they've got their debate on CNN. Much more, including your thoughts, coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You know where I'm going. This song is all about you. I wanna be with you every day and night. Cause I say,
I like that little ditty. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So as we swing around the final bend for this hour anyway of the show, I think it's only appropriate that we do a little fruits and nuts shredded and bingo.
It's coming.
Bingo! Yes, indeed. Bingo, shredded, fruits and nuts. I love our shredder, by the way. Nathan Reeder, how are you?
Remember those things?
I do remember those.
Do you have a shredder still, Kate?
I did have a shredder, and then I got rid of it because, you know what, it gets crap all over the floor, and then you have to vacuum it up.
Yep.
And it's a hassle, and I got things stuck in it, and it was a nightmare. I didn't like it. I did it first, but I don't now.
Yeah, it seems like everyone I know, it just gets broken.
Yep.
Very quickly.
Yep. Absolutely, I agree. Hey, you know what? I'm going to use something personal that happened for our first one out of the gate. Our beloved Izzy going to Malta. Fruits and be careful with this, fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
Bingo. She's been talking about it forever. And, you know.
Sure. I think it's bingo.
If you have the chance to do that, why not?
Awesome. Absolutely. You know why? If you just, everybody listening to me, if you right now, okay, maybe you don't have an internet, so if you're like Grimm, find a library somewhere and go and Google Malta. It's gorgeous. Are you kidding me? I should go visit her in Malta. I'm seeing it on that HGTV channel. It's a good, affordable place to live, and a lot of Americans have moved there.
Yeah.
It's cool. Maybe we'll do a road trip. Go to Malta, visit Izzy.
Cool.
That would be cool. That would be really cool. All right, so we both say bingo. That was pretty easy. How about this? A federal appeals court just this week cleared the way for a trial in a copyright lawsuit over a YouTube video showing a baby dancing to the Prince song Let's Go Crazy. The lawsuit was filed by the baby's mother after Universal Music sent a notice to YouTube demanding the video be taken down for violating the song's copyright. The woman posted a 29-second video in February of 2007. It was taken down a few months later, but went back up weeks after that and remains on the site. It's been viewed more than a million times. So this ninth U.S., to be exact, Circuit Court of Appeals said copyright holders can't demand, if you're the copyright holder, can't demand videos and other content that uses their material be taken down without determining whether they constitute fair use. So you're kind of in the entertainment industry. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you have to figure out what fair use is, and oftentimes you can tell when it's not the other focus of it. But I mean, what's the length? Isn't it actually
29 seconds?
I mean, is it 23 or is it 30 seconds that it's?
It's. I think it's 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would bet that that's a winnable case. I don't think they're going to get anywhere with that.
Yeah, me either. But, oh, man, the veracity of the comeback from using Prince things. Beware. Beware.
Yeah, beware. You know, copyright can really bite you. I know some of them that was starting a nonprofit, and for a very good reason. They weren't getting rich. In fact, they're making hardly any money on it, not really any. And they're helping a lot of poor kids in the inner city. And they didn't know, and they put up a website, and they were copying and pasting a lot of pictures. And some of the images were Getty images, and Getty went after them.
Yep.
Like, we're going to sue you. We're suing. Like, she had to get a lawyer. And ended up, luckily, because it was a lot of money that they had this crazy amount attached to it. Luckily, it wasn't. She did end up paying for not knowing. Ended up paying like $800.
Yep, you're going to pay something to someone.
Yep, it's brutal. Okay, how about this? Police in Nova Scotia are investigating the theft of a tractor trailer carrying more than 1,800 kilograms of snow crab in a container sprayed with a dangerous chemical. Ooh. Police say that the freight liner was stolen from Nova Truck Center over the weekend, and they're warning people that the crab was to be shipped to Japan and is in a container laced with a preservative which is not harmful to crab but can be lethal if consumed. They say the green truck has the number 29. They're even going that far all over the place. They're pumping this out there on both corners of the hood. And so basically, it's this big, long trailer. If somebody takes it, they don't know that, and they eat it, they're dead.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Crab stealers.
and they don't know. They're just probably going to try to sell the crab. And who knows if they're seeing any of this information that's being pumped out there, and they'll kill people if people buy it.
Yeah. Wow. I am going to go fruits, nuts, and crab on that one.
I think it's fruits and nuts, yeah. Yeah, and it's scary because, they could set up a stand somewhere. Who knows what they're doing with it? That's a lot of crab.
Ooh. Yeah. Wow. Scary. I'm glad I do not eat crab.
Yeah, me too. I say I agree with you 100%. Okay, so that is fruits and nuts. How about this? A chess player was tossed from an Italian competition after judges discovered he was blinking Morse code and had a spy camera, tucked in his shirt.
Wow.
So he was cheating. He was blinking Morse code, and he even had a camera in his shirt. Arcalinja Ricardo is accused of feeding the info back to an accomplice who was likely checking the player's moves on a computer. How about that?
Wow.
And this guy is ranked. He's ranked, and he was beating other players. So he's ranked like 51,000 in the world, but he was beating all these really good players. And they kept noticing that his thumb was tucked under his armpit for the entire tournament. Let me get a picture of that.
I and a lot of people around the globe have spent many hours of our lives trying to do things without lying. And it's kind of annoying when you're cheating to get there. But, I can see it happening when you're in a high-stress environment and you just want to win and you got the tech to do it, and it's been subtle enough that in the past that it seems like when you do your research, you can get away with it. So, congrats for trying.
That's right. Shred it. Crazy. That's crazy. Congrats for trying is a good way to put it. Yeah. All right. Finally, here's one for you. You've got crazy. Think about awkward family photos where you might have Coke bottle glasses. No worries about that. But you might have hair sticking in 50 different directions. I guess that what's happening is in Peoria, there's a national tour featuring awkward family photos. The exhibition is a spinoff of the popular website awkwardfamilyphotos.com that was founded in 2009 by two friends as a place for people to share their own family photos. It really is a big exhibit. It's going to be in Peoria at the Riverfront Museum, and it's going to be there through mid-November, and they are already saying there's a big buzz in town over it, and a lot of people are going to go and see it. And you can even take your own awkward family photos and submit them for the Awkward Family Photo Facebook contest.
Does it seem awkward that it's in Peoria?
Yeah, come out to Peoria with your awkward photos. Bingo!
Yeah, I think that's the bingoest part of this.
Oh, I can't even imagine that I would dig out ugly photos and go and take them and put them on display somewhere. No way. All right, that was great, Nathan. Thanks. And thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Go get them, kiddies! We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.